This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
It took 100 years, but finally there's a conservative voice you can trust. Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Extra 106.3.
This is the Morning Extra. Thank you so much for being here. 404-741-1230. And thank you so much for showing up on Friday at the Marietta Diner. We're going to give a big shout out to the Cobb GOP, Herschel Walker, Dr. Rich McCormick, Cesar Gonzalez, Janelle, and Kelvin King all came out, and then so many listeners came out too. It was a wonderful time, a wonderful morning, and we just are delighted that you would take that time on a Friday morning heading into your weekend before you head into work to drop by and get a nice little breakfast and just fellowship with other conservatives right here in Marietta at Marietta Diner. They were terrific, and it was a fantastic morning.
It really was.
And one of the coolest parts, guys, I don't know if you got a chance to meet that mom who had two of her kids that were homeschooled.
I didn't, but you told me about it.
To show them, like, hey, understand, this is what this process is. Understand that there are people that are running for elected office. I think when you start talking about teaching your kids about our society and how you can be active in it, how you can make a difference in it, I think that's really interesting when you start by saying, here's going to be this spot over at Marietta Diner. We're going to be getting together, and let's show you how our government works from the grassroots portion moving upward.
Yeah, no doubt. Right. It was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that fact, too. You know, my son and I had a conversation this weekend, and it's amazing how even though he's in a school where, you know, it's a little bit more conservative than other areas of the metro Atlanta area, it still creeps through. And my son, you know, is a very loving, caring kid, and he doesn't understand a lot of things. And he talked a lot about the climate. What he wanted to do with, you know, his money when he got older was work on the climate because of the things that he hears. And then I talked to him a little bit more about the truth about the climate and the lies about the climate, and I give him both sides and allow him to make his decision based on what he feels in his heart, and I think that's important. But you know, it's about talking to him, about letting
him
know
that factual information, man, because he ain't getting it anywhere else.
Exactly. And letting him know that some of the people that we elect don't always tell the truth, and that we need to do our own investigation, read our own books. And we push reading a lot in our family. We want people to read, we want you to understand, we want you to learn on your own and not always listen to everybody. So I think it's real important that that woman brought her two children out, that we were able to meet them and see them and talk to them. And another one was the Kennesaw State. I got to talk to William out there, William Spencer, who is leading the charge at Kennesaw State for young Republicans in Kennesaw State, because there is no voice there. So I think it's really important for us to introduce them to this process.
Hey, before we jump into the headline this morning, let's talk about CPAC, because it happened over the weekend, and there was a straw poll, and Donald Trump was by far the winner.
Yeah. 69% support. And again, look, this is CPAC. It's a more conservative place. You have people like Carrie Lake, who just won the right to continue to fight to be the governor of Arizona, who she is a very strong conservative, someone who loves Donald Trump, somebody who used to be in the media, who realizes what the media is doing. And yes, has she changed her view on the world? Yeah, a little bit. And she is more conservative now. But a lot of people supported Donald Trump, 69%. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis came in second with 24%. And like Neil Bortz said in his commentary, do I think that everything he said was correct? No, I don't. I think that he's taking what I've said. If you run on rigged and stolen, you're going to lose. Donald Trump is going to continue down that path. He feels like this was taken from him, but I think it hurts him in a lot of areas. So I understand why Neil Bortz is saying the things he said, but at the same time, 99% approval rating of his job while he was president. They don't care about what he said when it was on Twitter. They don't care about his mouth. They cared about what happened and that we had more money in our pockets, that we weren't going through what we're going through today. He gets a lot of support. But I'm kind of understanding where he's going. The more he continues on this, the more he continues on these attacks and falls into the trap, just like he said about Nancy Pelosi playing right into China's hands by visiting Taiwan. He's playing right into the Democrats' hands by reacting to January 6th and by reacting to rigged and stolen. It's not something he can win on. He said a lot of great things while at CPAC. He brought up a lot of great points, like this is no time for complacency. We're heading down a bad path. This is not good, and that's not going to translate when he keeps talking about rigged and stolen. But it is time to kind of look at a party and what's going to be best for this country. Donald Trump's policies are what's best for this country. Who's the next one to take those over? Is it Ron DeSantis? Maybe. Could it be Ted Cruz? That's another one. Rand Paul's one that, you know, gets a lot of attention. Yeah, and I love Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State. This is a guy who understands foreign policy, understands strength. I mean, there's a lot of great candidates. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
We got a full bench. Unlike the Democrats.
We'll throw them all into a pile, let them primary each other, and see what comes out the other end. That's the system. That is the process. And I think when I start talking about the criticisms of what I think Donald Trump is going to face, face it within your own party, because if you can't get past it with them, you're not going to be able to get past it once you take on the Democrats.
Unless you're Liz Cheney, who said it would be difficult for her to support Ron DeSantis because of his Trump similarities. Man, this woman has lost her damn
Wyoming
mind.
Wyoming is going to be like, see you later.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I have a hard time wrapping my head. I know she hates Donald Trump.
But you know
why.
You know how this stuff works. It always goes back to, when I know I'm not going to be reelected,
I can just shoot off at the mouth.
But let me start lining myself out for MSNBC, for whatever fellowship, for whatever professorial position I'm going to take. You are basically lining yourself out for your next gig. You'll end up landing in some think tank for millions of dollars because you were that outspoken person, even though you knew you weren't going to be reelected. That's how you get your golden parachute.
Or she'll be the non-think tank and be on The View with the other fake Republicans out there. Right. But
and they'll call her the Republican. Yeah, the Republican on The View.
Yeah, that's right. She was a Republican from Wyoming.
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll matter anyway, because I think Harriet Hageman out in Wyoming will take that seat away from her so it won't matter. But I also found it interesting that Trump was very upset, obviously, about the Inflation Reduction Act and vowed to campaign against Senator Joe Manchin in West Virginia. Of course, he's a Democrat, but he kind of won because of Donald Trump and the fact that he was a little bit more moderate. But now, does it look like he's that centrist lawmaker? No, he doesn't. Now he's devastated his state. Trump talked about that as well. And remember, Trump won West Virginia in a landslide victory there. So you know the people of West Virginia will support Donald Trump in that area, too. Trump is still a kingmaker. That's why the news continually puts these things out. That's why they love what Neil Bortz said, because they are both scared of Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis at the same time. These two men have a lot of great ideas. One of them does a better job with speaking about it, and that happens to be Ron DeSantis.
Well, and he moves a little bit more stealthily. It's still same outcomes. He's still basically kicking their butts all over the place in the culture war and everywhere else in Florida. He's just doing it a little bit more stealthily. I will bring this up just because we're bringing up Liz Cheney, and you're right there with it, Rhino. Right now, Liz Cheney trails her Trump-backed opponent by more than 20 points in that state.
She knows.
It's the end. It's going down. And you look at the people still are going to her like, what does Liz Cheney have to say? She's dead in the water, okay?
Yeah,
it's a dead person there, dead man walking.
It does not matter what she thinks. This is The Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. 8 o'clock hours brought to you by Central Heating and Air. The summer heat is going to continue for a few more months. You know that. You're in Georgia. If your AC system isn't maintained well enough to keep your family cool, make sure you get an agreement today at centralheat.com.
RBM of Atlanta presents My Headline.
So my headline for today is the fact that the Latino vote continually is moving away from the Democrats and toward the Republican Party. I mean, Latinos think the border policy is absurd. When you look at polling, defunding the police is insane, and electric cars aren't all they're cracked up to be. A lot of them, in many ways, have escaped what the Democrats would like to bring here. There's a guy named Jacob Candelaria. He's a Princeton-educated, openly gay Latino Mexican, New Mexican state senator. He quit the Democrat Party and became an independent last year after the Democrats remapped the districts in their favor. And he said the party is moving too far to the left. He said, quote, my people don't care about electric vehicles when they can barely afford food. Of course, it only makes sense. But that's the thing, fellas. This guy checks all the boxes. Yeah. I mean, he's Princeton educated. There's the Ivy, which is a hard
check,
left.
Check one.
He's openly gay.
Check two.
And now he has quit the Democrat Party because they've moved too far to the left. He's like a unicorn. He's almost like Cesar Gonzalez, who we had on Friday at Marietta Diner at the breakfast, and Janelle King. And at this rate, I'm going to start believing in the Loch Ness Monster. I'm going to start believing in all kinds of unicorns.
Sasquatch.
Bigfoot, absolutely, yeah. Because these unicorns exist.
But Elon Musk is probably the best example as far as somebody who's very famous, where he basically articulated, this party moved well away from me. Like, I was closer to probably being left-leaning, and the party went so far left, I now find myself closer to being a conservative. That is the case with a lot of these people, where the party left them for the interests of special interest groups.
Yeah, I mean, just look at Bill Maher. I mean, Bill Maher, who, you know, for a long time was so left-leaning and now realizes, whoa, they are way too far to the left even for me that it's become ridiculous. He's talked about transgender. He's talked about all of this, the money, the spending, the everything that the Democratic Party is doing wrong. You're starting to see that. But Latinos, more than anyone else, those voters right now are realizing a few things. And here's simple. Let's make it as simple as possible. What do a lot of the immigrants that came here legally end up doing? Well, they end up working in small businesses like restaurants.
Or starting their own small business.
Or starting their own small business like lawn care. They love the lawn care industry. It's not a stereotype. It's something that they're very good at. It's something that they work hard at. But at the same time, when we look at that and we look at California and what they've done with some of their climate initiatives, you can't have gasoline-powered equipment to do lawns. That's How ridiculous insane. Is it? It's what they're trying to push away, and people realize that's not something that's going to do well for that community. Not to mention, they are a more conservative community. They love Jesus.
That's right.
They love God. And the more that you hit on that, the more you lose them, and you're starting to see that more and more. When you see Maya Flores, who's another example of someone who started out as a Democrat until she really started reading about policies and decided, whoa, wait a minute. That's not who we are. That's not who we are as a family. We don't believe in a lot of the things they're saying, and she ran away with it as a Trump conservative in the state of Texas. And yeah, of course, the state of Texas is going to be a little bit more conservative, but at the same time, she's at a border town. She's right there. And she talked about the influx of these people coming across the border illegally, that she would love to come here legally, but she knows the danger of the people that are really trying to get here. And she understands the fentanyl process is a really, really dangerous situation, and that we need to close that border.
We talk about the Hispanic community and how it is very working class community, and what they're going to end up spending on their taxes. Heritage Foundation had a really interesting note about who's going to end up paying the Inflation Reduction Act taxes. When you look at a household income under $75,000, 26.5% is going to come from there.
Yep.
Your next great group under $200,000, $275,000 is 29.6%. Simply put, 54% of this country who are under $200,000 will spend. This is where it's coming from. It's coming from the lower and middle class. Your upper class from a million plus, 19.8%.
And to that point, in this bill, they're giving what $124-125 billion to the IRS to hire all those agents. They're not investing $124 billion if they don't think that they can make that back and then make hand over fist that much more to fund the government.
But that's where you're starting to see working class people, Hispanic and otherwise, are the ones that are going, hey, wait a minute, why you're coming after me? What are you two doing here? That's where you're seeing that
big
swing.
Yeah, you're seeing it. It is very clear. And I think people all over are starting to see the light a little bit. The New York Times says that there is a significant shift in Latino voters to the right, but that Republicans are still in the minority with Latinos. And then they follow it up by saying that the Democrats have to kind of how do they put it? They need to outreach better to them. And I'm like, what? Outreach better to them?
I think what they mean is tax them harder.
Yeah, well, that's
tax them harder.
That's actually what they're doing.
And if we get a little bit bored or somebody speaks up, we'll just audit them.
Wall Street Journal says Republicans are now in the majority with the voters of Latin descent, saying that they've got a 9% majority over Democrats going into the midterm. So I don't know which one has it exactly right, but I tend to think it's the Journal. Even if it's not 9%, let's say it's 5%. We'll take it.
Yeah, I'd even take a negative 3% because that would be within the margin of error. Right. And understand that there's a lot that goes into this. We talked about the farming and how bad this bill is going to affect farmers when it comes to the economic fallout of that. We got to remember that a lot of the immigrants come over here and become farmers as well, or work in the farming or agriculture industry. And they're the one that's going to get hit hardest by this entire climate initiative or this new Green Deal that they want to put as the Inflation Reduction Act. They're going to get hurt in a lot of different levels. And you know what? Hispanics are tired of it. They realize they're being taken advantage of. And this is passing down. I think Cesar Gonzalez said it best. Just because he happens to be brown, he understands that the black community also recognizes, like, hey, wait a minute. You're brown and you are a Republican. Talk to me more about it. And the more that they get talked to about it, the more they understand his position. And that is going to pass down because you're starting to see it in the black community as well. They're coming over to the GOP because they realize they're more conservative. They're more religious. And you know what? They're not being helped by this administration. They've been lied to for years and years. We got to remember there were 8 years of Biden and Obama being part of this office and being the White House. Biden, of course, was vice president at the time, but they didn't get helped in that situation as well. And now look where we're at today. We are more divided as a country. Everything that Biden said he was going to do, the opposite has happened so far.
You talk about food prices, and we always talk about how right now we're living off of last year's harvest. Just wait till you see the prices next year. I bring this up because I went with Rhino over to True Prep. First off, first time I'd ever been there. It's, I was like a kid in a candy store. It's like the coolest, one of the coolest spots so all around. It's so cool in there. And Rhino, and the funny part is, as he was doing his live read, telling you about he bought ammo, did this. Trust me, I was right next to him. That's what we were doing in there. But I wanted to bring this up only because I thought about this over the weekend, Rhino. I have in the past bought emergency food packages. I keep them on hand just because you never know. I went through that whole hurricane season in 2018, and it taught me better be ready just because you never know about what's going to happen. To see the price of something that I bought for about $70 several years ago, now is about $120, $125. Yeah. And that is to be food prepared. That is a wild amount of jump in such a short amount of time, where now you're starting to see these prices are creeping up because a lot of people are anticipating having some food issues next year.
Yeah, it's going to be frightening to get to that point. And my mama is not a well-educated woman, but she's a very wise woman. And she always has this intuition, and I guess it's mother's intuition, women's intuition, I don't know, but forever, every time we come to the close of a year, she's like, next year this is going to happen, and it does. Next year that is going to happen, and it does. Housing market going to slow down, it's already started. She was like, food, you're going to better stock up. She's like, you better get to Costco, better stock up, it's coming, I'm telling you it's coming. And she's been telling me this for at least 8 months. You know, she's just, like I said, she's not well educated. She would tell you that too. High school dropout, went back, got her GED, or the way Chris Rock would describe it, her good enough diploma. But let me tell you, she is a wise woman, and she rarely ever gets it wrong. So it's fascinating to see it all play out and her to be right so stinking often. When we continue, what are people doing to cope with this inflation, these high gas prices, these higher food prices? They're reaching into their back pocket. Not for cash. What are they reaching for? I bet you can answer that question. You may have done it too. Next on The Morning Extra on Extra 106.3 with Tug. Hey, good morning. Rhino, he's in towns this morning in front office. Los right here in the studio with me and Flounder. This is The Morning Extra.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Start your day with live and local conservative talk with Tug, Rhino, and Carlos Medina on The Morning Extra, 6 to 9 a.m. on Extra 106.3.
Good Lord.
Another flag.
It's Monday.
That's two laps around the battery.
I tell you, man, I need to take as many laps as I can. Have you seen my waistline? Good gravy. This is the Morning Extra and Extra 106.3. Doug, Rhino, and Carlos Medina. Front office, Los Flounders here, too. Here in a second, I'm going to read you some headlines, and I want you to feed me what is missing from these headlines. I'll read you three headlines. Why don't you tell me what's missing from the headlines? But first, Braves didn't have an exceptional weekend against the Mets, losing 4 of the 5, which is, you know, terrible. The only, I don't know, good news is that we still have Max Fried on the pitching roster, and he is 70-30 in his past 100 games. That makes me feel better about Max Fried being on the bump, Los.
They're going to be fine. It's just, you know what, you had a tough weekend, and Rhino and I were the ones who were getting a chance to cover it because you were down in Florida, and you didn't have MLB TV.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll hook you up next time. But yeah, it was a lot of opportune moments for the Mets. They were catching a lot of breaks. I hate to be like, oh, the umpiring this. And the Strider start, it was pretty bad on both ends. Yeah. But Strider really kind of, you know, really took some bad luck on that one. But hey, the Mets pitched well, and when the opportunities came up, they hit the ball. And that's baseball. That's the way baseball goes. That's what Ron Washington always tells us. Exactly. That's the way baseball goes.
I love Ron Washington. He's the best. But Rhino, that's the thing. I know you're a little more nervous. You're not quite as optimistic.
No, I'm not. Not after what I watched this weekend. Because, you know, one of the things I saw the Mets do, play small ball. And they did it really, really well. And like I said, they had a lot of infield hits. But they also had a lot of really nice hits and really paid attention. And they're fast. Speed kills in baseball. I mean, you need to make sure that you have a fast team and you can take some extra bases when you get an opportunity. And they did that double after double, you know, singles after singles, infield hits. But the defense of the Atlanta Braves, it just seemed like they weren't ready to play them. And this is a time where you need your players like Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Contreras, and Darnell, those guys to step up. Ronald Acuna Jr. did a good job this series, but you know what? He's had a tough season so far getting back from injury, and even when I was watching him defensively, he didn't get to some balls he would have gotten to last year. He still seems to be a little tentative on his knee, but at the same time, Ronald is going to be Ronald. He's going to do what he needs to do. You need the rest of the players to step up, and I'm afraid they're running out of time. I think the Mets team is a really good team. They've got great pitching. They've got, you know, semi-good defense. They're not that great defensively, but boy, they can hit and they can play that small ball.
Man, I love small ball. When I worked with Hudson Mason for a few years, and Rhino, you worked with us in there a little bit too, Hudson used to give me such grief when I would tell him I'd love small ball. I was like, give me a suicide squeeze. Give me a squeeze to move, or give me a bunt to run, move runners over into scoring position. I love that type of baseball. And he was like, you're the only person I've ever heard in my whole life say they like seeing a bunt. And I do.
I do
love
too.
It.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a great way to play ball. I mean, look, you can't always depend on the long ball. And you know what? Atlanta's done a great job hitting the ball far. But the fact of the matter is this. When you have solo home runs, that's not going to equate to enough runs to beat a team like the New York Mets, especially when they're doing it with small ball.
Take care of the Red Sox. Back home, you get the Astros and the Mets. And so, yeah, it's important for the 10 days.
We get 7 remaining games of the season with the Mets. So we have time to make it up. All right, I'm going to read you guys some headlines, and you tell me what's missing. CBS, Senate passes Democrats' sweeping climate, health, and tax bill, delivering a win for Biden.
Taxes going up on everyone.
Right. What's missing, though? What's missing from it? I'll give you one more. CNN, Senate passes Democrats' sweeping health care and climate bill. Next one from The Guardian, Senate passes $379 billion health care and climate bill after months of wrangling.
We're forgetting one word.
One specific word. That's the
inflation
one, Rhino.
Reduction.
That is exactly right. All of a sudden, it's not an inflation act anymore.
Yeah, they don't call it the Senate Democrats pass Inflation Reduction Act because they know it's a lie. That's all it is. There's no inflation even mentioned in it. It's all about taxes and green energy.
Bernie Sanders was very adamant about it. And when it's Bernie Sanders, it's University of Pennsylvania, it's the CBO, all of them saying, yeah, this doesn't reduce inflation at all, it's not going to. This is basically enlarging more of government. That's what they do. Doesn't matter even when you're in the middle of a recession. Doesn't matter that when you have people that are the job market, in my opinion, it is growing in part because people have to find additional jobs in order to make ends meet. That's what I believe is happening in this country right now. You can then push for this kind of legislation and then celebrate it in some sort of weird way.
Obama said don't pass tax increases during a recession. Even Obama. Goodness gracious.
And think about what Carlos said, too. When you're getting one job and then you have to get a second job just to make ends meet, you know what the one thing you focus on? And that's budget. You're focusing on your budget at home. Obviously, if you're working two jobs, you're thinking about where you're spending your money. You're not going to spend it on things that the government thinks you're going to do to reduce this inflation. No, you're going to stay home. You're going to pay your bills because you're going to have to keep up with the bills. You're going to have to keep up with, more important than anything else, especially for small businesses, these interest rates and credit. You're going to have to pay your bills on time. And what you're going to do, you're going to take one credit card and put it on another credit card. You're going to use more plastic than Dolly Parton.
Well, look, that'd be tough to do.
Well, so it's $890 billion in revolving credit or what Americans have right now. Yeah. And at these sort of rates, it is. You're in this weird place where you have to look at it and say, I got to delay the pain until next month because I got to make my bills. So you know what? You put stuff on your credit card. I still remember when this was, 2008, 2009, 2010, when we were right in the middle of the Great Recession for our period of time, you had people that were actually having to put their mortgage on their credit card because that's how hard it was at that time.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's mind-boggling that credit card debt is up most it's been in 20 years as the word that the Democrats and all the leftist media, CBS, CNN, and people like that leave out of their headlines now that the bill's passed is the inflation that people are battling with. Mm-hmm. $46 billion in the second quarter compared to a year ago. Balances are up in everyday Americans. Credit card use 13%, the largest in 20 years, and that's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It's alarming to see people have to do whatever it takes to make ends meet. Like, I'll give you an example. I remember when I was graduating high school, and I was going to go to college, and my mom and dad couldn't—they couldn't afford college. They just couldn't. Right. And they wanted me—and it was really smart. They wanted me to go to Dalton State College because it was right there in town. I wouldn't have to worry about paying for housing or food. They had all that, right? And so, but it wasn't where I wanted to go to school. It wasn't. And so they literally took out a credit card to pay for my classes. And I was there at Dalton State College in the first semester knowing that my parents had sacrificed like that, and I couldn't do that to them. I wasn't taking it serious. I didn't want to be at Dalton State College. That's when I decided to join the Navy. But it shows you, when you don't have enough, what do? Yeah. You do whatever it takes, and that's exactly what my parents did to make sure that I had an opportunity to go to college. They did whatever it took, and now Americans are doing it at an alarming rate.
And let's not forget what caused this, because, you know, a lot of us, including myself, when we realized that we were no longer energy independent, we had to realize that gas was going up in record numbers. We passed the record number and we're still above that. And even though that the gas prices are come down, it's false. It's not going to continue that way, because eventually the strategic reserve will be empty and we won't have it. And God forbid one really bad hurricane comes in, we're looking at a disaster of epic proportions. But a lot of us, like myself, said, okay, how much do I have to budget into my budget in order to get to and from work because of this? And you know what? It's cost a lot of us. And not to mention, a lot of us live on propane. You know, up here, especially in the mountains and in a lot of rural communities, you need propane, you need gas, you need petroleum in order to live. And the prices are crushing us everywhere we look. And a lot of people don't realize that. When you live in New York and everything comes out of the wall and you don't have to think about it, and you're in a major city like that and you vote Democrat, you don't think about the rural communities. You don't even think about upstate New York at that point. And we are getting crushed, and we're having to use our credit cards in order to just afford our gas at this point. And you know what? It keeps coming and coming and coming. And the more that the prices rise, the more we have to use our credit, the more we're going to be stuck with these credit card debts and the interest rates. The interest rates are ridiculous. A 26% interest rate. And that's if you have great credit at this point. It's sick. And we haven't even gotten to the mortgage crisis yet. Wait until that hits.
Yeah, it's coming.
Oh, and you're also in this very Marie Antoinette kind of moment, because people look over at a guy like Rhino and says, well, why don't you just put some solar panels on your house? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just do this instead? And you realize, wait a minute, you're pushing for me to somehow come up with $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in changes to my home because This is what I'm having to pay for propane. Yeah. It's the crazy part where that's their response. We'll just get an electric car.
That's exactly
we'll
right.
just do this. We'll just and you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense at all in terms of my budget when you're already crushing me with all your taxing and spending.
It's just never going to change. These people have no idea because I do believe they're just people that are useful idiots, right?
Yep.
In the Democratic Party,
they want to reduce your buying power because the less stuff you have, the more compliant you are and more that you need big government.
Sure, but that's at the top, though. But, Ryan, what I'm talking about is there are people that are just regular, everyday folks that are useful idiots, right? They buy into all this hook, line, and sinker, and then they get out there, whether it's on social media or they write op-eds or whatever. They're not part of the big establishment. They're not part of the status.
No, they think they are.
But they think they
believe they are. And, again, the useful idiot. If you don't know about this, and this is what the KGB would do back in the 80s, when they would destabilize a country, they would make sure to have useful idiots. These are people mm-hmm. that would preach the company line. What would happen? These people would be the first to become disenfranchised when you would have the people who were in power take power. They thought they were going to be part of the revolution. What they got was a bullet in the back of the head. That's what they did with the useful idiots.
And they're going to continue to get that, you know, and especially when they don't realize what they're doing is going to affect them in the long run because they don't realize it. They put, like I said earlier, they get on their iPhones, they get on their Samsung Galaxies that are made mostly of petroleum, and they type all these things about being energy independent and that we don't need to be and that we can allow someone else to do it. But that's not the facts. The facts of the matter are this, that we are all going to struggle with this for as long as we continue to push this fake Green New Deal, because that's all this is about. And like Tug said in the beginning of this entire thing, this has nothing to do with inflation. This bill did nothing to reduce inflation and will not reduce inflation at all. So it's just amazing to me. And the more credit card debt we have, the more it's going to hurt everyday Americans. We can't afford to pay back some of these, especially with those interest rates. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, small business is what drives this economy. Being able to hire at a small business, that's important. And we're not going to be able to do that because we're not going to be able to afford it because we also have to buy all our product on credit.
Yeah, well, and it's the worst type of credit, right?
Yep,
I mean, it's the
sure
worst. I mean, the most expensive type credit that we could possibly use, and it doesn't matter because that's all a lot of people have, and they're going to have to use it. And mm-hmm. and here's the next thing that the Democrats will use, right? They're at this point, how long have they used? We're going to get rid of debt from college. We're going to get rid of the college loan debt, right? The next one that'll spin around, you know what? The Americans had to do some horrible things and ruin their own credit, so that's the next bailout we're going to do.
Sure.
We're going to bail people out of their credit card debt.
Hey, okay, go ahead. You know, at this point, whatever. because
again,
they caused all this. Listen, if you're going to take my money,
you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah,
well,
right?
But we're going to pay for it anyway. They're making us pay in any way possible. And the more they say that this doesn't affect jobs or that we're not going to get taxed higher, I'll bring it back to the small business. When you can't afford to buy your products, you don't lower the quality of your products, especially in the restaurant business. You know what got you there, and it's usually the better ingredients and the better product that you can buy. Will you lower that down? Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? Before you do that, what do? You get rid of employees that are no longer needed. So you add to the problem of unemployment. So we're going to be in a cycle for a long time because none of us, including the big corporations, are going to sacrifice their bottom line. They're going to sacrifice employees.
That's exactly right. And those employees losing that full-time work, picking up two or three part-time jobs. Picking up two or three part-time jobs, which almost looks like that there's more people working. It's the same people doing a more amount of work, right? You're not working one full-time job. Now you're working two or three part-time jobs. And the Dispatch did a full article and a full graph showing that the job market that Joe Biden touts is not as great as it seems. It's actually people who lose that full-time job and have to pick up two or three to make ends meet.
To make the same amount of money.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right.
Sure.
Yeah. And then even then you're looking and saying, oh my gosh, I can't even afford that. And I'm not making the same amount of money. So then there we go. We're back to using our credit cards and we're back to creating debt. It's a bad cycle that we're stuck in now.
I'm telling you, we saw the same thing when Obamacare went into effect and suddenly it was the 30 hours was now the redefinition of full-time employment. A lot of people got 29 hours at their work. They didn't want to offer, especially small business, didn't want to offer them benefits. So people had to find multitudes of jobs to get to 40 hours.
Goodness.
Oh, they got
a
fix for it, though. Don't worry. The government will take care of you, and they'll give you the credit, and they'll give you credit scores and allow you to buy when they approve of your purchases.
There you go. This is The Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. Download the app. It is the best way to listen. We'll come back, talk to the ladies from Stottlemyre Law.
here on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's time for Legally Speaking with Stottlemyre & Associates. If you're hurt, find the help you need at StottlemyreLaw.com.
Yes, sir. This is the Morning Extra. Tug, Rhino, Front Office Los, and the ladies from Stottlemyre Law joining us, Sarah and Rebecca. Y'all doing all right this morning?
Oh, am I on?
There you go.
I don't hear myself.
It's a Monday. Things get off all wacky sometimes.
Good grief. We made it, though.
Yeah, you did.
Well, we've already had a couple. Like right now, Tug is going to have to take two laps around the battery because he stepped on production. He's been a little too quick this morning. But that's Monday. That's what happens to us, all of us.
It is. And y'all made it through the traffic, which was horrendous this morning. Yet you didn't flip anybody off right here.
I did not. I did not get out of my car either and beat anyone to death. It was a solid morning.
Am I weird, though, for being cognizant of, okay, there's a lot of people that have altered their brains over the last couple of years where I wonder, is this the person I should be waving my fist at or the finger? And I'm like, no, this person might just shoot out of their car. Exactly. Maybe I'll be a little bit more mature about this.
I got something for you, Carlos.
In Atlanta, like, it is great. Did you see this weekend? Like, people are just getting shot left and right on 85. Wild. Just driving.
Okay.
Carlos, here's my rule of thumb. Here's my rule of thumb, guys, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. If you see a Biden sticker on the back of the car, you're okay. You could flip them off. They probably don't have a weapon of any kind. Now, if you see somebody with a Trump, do not flip them off. There is a good chance you might get shot.
I don't know. I don't think that's a solid rule, Rhino. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there.
I think we're all pretty armed around here, so you just got to kind of. It is the South, okay?
They might have it legally. The people that are that you're waving your arm at might not have it legally, and
that's
might
true.
Use
if they
it.
Flash gang signs at you, don't flip them off. Just keep going.
I have long said this, and I think this is just a rule of thumb that I have, especially when I go to sporting events. I have a career; they may have a job. And so they may not be that all concerned about getting in my face or starting some problems because you know what? They'll go get another job, okay? They're not really worried about losing
their
career.
Two and three, according to the dispatch.
Sometimes that's how it goes.
Times.
I mean, if Rebecca were to get arrested for doing something, she would definitely still be at our firm. I don't think she would lose her position there. I'd be like, promotion.
Well done.
I mean, not only partner, you're like absolute partner.
But what would I get arrested for? I know, something good.
Like, yeah. Well, let's talk about that. What is something that gets you spun up if it's not traffic and that doesn't bother? Like, what's the thing that gets you spun up that might turn you into a convict?
I mean, if somebody messed with my kids, I'd kill them. Okay. That's not negotiable.
See, because I think about it in terms of maybe Tug has one too many at the ballpark and somehow he jumps on the field and runs around, okay?
Streaking?
No. I mean, he can be fully clothed, but, you know,
they're still going to tackle you.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not racing against the freeze.
Right.
You know, he's just racing around. Mm-hmm. And if he got locked down for that, I think that's one of those where as a radio station, as a company, we would go, all right, tough day at the office, buddy, but it's not going to cost you. I think that's the kind of thing you're
that's
trying
funny.
To find.
Yeah.
It's like,
what's
the one? You know?
Shooting someone might be the one that
gets different.
You.
That's a level of violence. I'm talking about like that. You know, the, listen, she made
well,
a,
if you're streaking,
you made a
you
bet.
Have nowhere to hold your gun, so you're okay.
There's that.
Also true.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, I do always say, if you mess with my children, they won't be able to recognize your body.
Ooh, I like that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but that's why they call y'all the take no beep lawyers, right? Because you just don't, you're not going to tolerate it. You're not put
Have
up
you
with
seen
it.
That movie Prisoners with like Jake Gyllenhaal and what's his name? Anyway, basically, the,
let me look it up. Hang on,
I mean,
I'll get
it's
what's
amazing.
His name.
So the premise of it is that this guy kidnaps two of their daughters and he gets released because they don't have enough evidence to hold him. And they end up putting him in an abandoned building and torturing him.
Goodness
to get
gracious.
The information, and I'm like, I'm not opposed to that.
I definitely
can see that. I would
I'd
do that in
you.
A heartbeat. Yeah,
but as parents, we can all put ourselves in that position and go, yeah. Yeah, I can see myself. And again, that's taking the law into your own hands. But at the same time, there's a part where I go, yeah, no, I'm going to take the law into my own hands. That's my child.
2013, yeah. Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hugh Jackman, okay, that's
there you
it.
Go. Yeah.
So let me, can I bring up Jake Gyllenhaal, too, to you guys? Because he's doing a new movie now called Roadhouse, which is a remake of the Patrick Swayze hit. And he's doing it with Conor McGregor, who is a UFC fighter, an Irish UFC fighter. Guess who the person who is playing the Patrick Swayze character is? It's not Conor McGregor. It's Jake Gyllenhaal, who's supposed to be an ex-UFC fighter instead.
But I don't know. But he is smoking hot. And he's he will get ripped. Like,
Now, does Conor McGregor come out to Shipping Out to Boston, that song?
Let's see.
I don't remember what he comes out to be honest
I've watched
you.
A lot of UFC. So
okay. You're into UFC?
I have watched. I've been forced to. My husband liked it a lot,
It's a wonderful sport. Listen, I love watching it, and I watch it all the time, and I think Conor McGregor is one of the greatest fighters of all time, obviously, and I think he should be in the lead role of that if they're going to have him in there, but I guess he's just going to train. I just can't picture Jake Gyllenhaal as a fighter.
It doesn't seem
very
convincing.
It's just weird to me, And if you're going to remake this movie, which was such a hit. I don't think you need to remake it. Patrick Swayze was amazing in Roadhouse.
He was.
I don't know why they're remaking this movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
But Conor McGregor's not an actor.
Right.
I mean, he might be able to do like a roundhouse kick, but like some he's random not scene. An actor.
Well, he's done some acting. I mean, he's not horrible. Listen, I've seen some other really good UFC stars like Gina Carano make the move over. Ronda Rousey's done a good job in Fast and Furious. So why not Conor McGregor? I like it.
I did turn into that person during the pandemic when there was not a lot of sports. It was like, okay, I get a golf event every now and then I got Fight Island. And so I turned into this, hey, it's sports, and I started watching UFC. I don't think I've missed but maybe one pay-per-view in probably the last 2.5 years. That's now become my go-to on the weekends where my wife just knows he's going down to the basement, he's going to go watch fighting.
Right.
Yes.
Bunch of fighting.
For $60 a pop.
That's exactly right.
You know exactly what that is. You see that charge, and you're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. If you run into workers' compensation issues or get rear-ended on the interstate, these ladies will take care of you. Stottlemyre & Associates, talking to Sarah and Rebecca this morning from StottlemyreLaw.com and Stottlemyre Associates. You can find them. It's StottlemyreER. Make sure you get the spelling right.
There's not
law.
An extra
that's
E.
That's right.
Everybody tries to put it
that's
in.
That's right. No need for that extra E. Uh-uh. And you can reach out to them that way and get all the guidance and help you need. And let me tell you, if you need some help when it comes to legal issues, like I said, these ladies take no crap from nobody. And they're very vocal
it
about it.
Yeah. What do you ladies think about Anne Heche and her accident this weekend? Unfortunately, she
question.
Was in, luckily she's in stable condition now, but she ran into another person's house, caught their house on fire. This poor woman's just sitting in her home and everything is gone. Anne Heche, a drunk driver at that moment, destroys her house. Does this woman have a case to sue Anne Heche and have her rebuild her home or what?
Yeah, I mean, if Anne caused the accident, then yeah, but I think, isn't Anne all burned up? Like, I think it's
is she really?
Like, she, like, engulfed in fire.
It was not
pretty severe accident. And what's so bad about this, and just again from the story, she was part of a podcast where they were drinking and she had talked about it during the podcast.
No.
Hey, I don't know how we're gonna be able to drive home from this.
Yeah.
And so
she drove home and crashed in somebody's house.
So this is not like one of those maybe you're on something, maybe a medication
issue.
She's
screwed. She's totally done for.
I mean, she's a celebrity. I would imagine her insurance agent encouraged her to get a high
umbrella policy.
And there should be a lot of money there.
Well, then let me ask you about that, because obviously none of us are celebrities, but if you were counseling somebody and obviously they are an athlete, an actor, anybody who has that kind of income, what do you suggest to them to protect them if they do incur something like that?
Of the insurance. I mean, particularly with your vehicles, the house. I am definitely not a celebrity, but we both have umbrella policies.
Oh, yeah.
I jacked up my homeowners for for dog bites. I've got a golden retriever. He's not biting anybody.
He's barely moving.
But
he is like 16.
People will go after everything that you have. So, I mean, I think I would be insured to the amount that you can afford.
Yeah, like I was told, too, the uninsured driver thing always gets looked over, and that's the one you should never look over.
Absolutely get it. I'd get it up to 100.
Yeah, you have to. So the way that they do it is you have to have a certain minimum liability if you're going to up your UM. So you can't just say, oh, I'll have 25,000 liability, but my UM, in case somebody hits me, is going to be 500,000. Like, it goes up in increments, so they're tied together. But you absolutely want an umbrella policy if you have any sort of liquid funds or a business people can come after, things like that. You want an umbrella policy because then that's going to cover it.
There you go. Yeah, if I see a celebrity driving behind me in Atlanta, I'm slamming my brakes on.
I don't blame you a bit. Me too.
I've been trying to be hit by Amazon trucks for years now.
They have a lot of money.
I'm like, come on. Let's do a little damage to my car.
Step off the curb in front of them. It might be a little bit better.
You're right.
But I'm sorry, Carlos. You got maimed, but you're going to have a really good case here.
Yeah, but I'm not willing to just put myself in front of a moving truck. I don't want money that bad.
No, because you're going to get caught underneath it.
And I want to bring that up with y'all because you know, probably have seen this a number of times. I've had friends of mine who had worked with, like, let's say Frito-Lay or these companies, and they will routinely tell you, we have to pay out about $25,000 rather than really trying to deal with this stuff when any of our trucks hit anybody. And there's now become basically a job for people to go, how do I get myself hit by this truck in my car? Because I know they're going to pay me out $25,000, no questions asked.
Yeah,
I've definitely spoken to some potential clients. I hope I didn't take them on that. I was like, did you intentionally get tapped by
this? Did you stop short?
You can hear it because they know the system. They're like, I know they've got a bunch of insurance. I've done this before.
So if they already have the answers, you know.
You can hear it.
Good. Hey, Lois, you know what? I'm going to feed you tofu through a straw, though, if you do that.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Yeah, so take, yeah.
What a friend. He's going to baby bird me. It's going to be awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you,
Ryan. Yes, of course I would.
It's insanity what we're doing in here this morning with Stottlemyre Law. Sarah and Rebecca from Stottlemyre & Associates. Reach out to them at stottlemyrelaw.com. StottlemyreLaw.com. No extra E in there. If you need help, these ladies would be glad to lend a hand because this is a crazy world. Obviously, they've seen all the crazies in their office, and they only work with the folks that make sense.
True.
And you, I would assume, listening to this station, make a lot of sense. So we appreciate you joining us this morning, ladies, and wish you nothing but the best. Have a great, week now that we're getting started on this Monday. But that does it for us. It does it for the Morning Extra for Rhino and Front Office Los Flounder 2. My name is Tug. Y'all come back now. You hear?
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.